Hey, everybody, connect the dots. Waiting for. Hey, connect the dots, connect the dots, connect the dots. Get up and dance. Don't be afraid to take a chance. Hey, you never know when the music's going to stop. In fact, you never know when anything's going to happen. What do you know? What do you think you know? Huh, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. This is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Madison. Hey, like, you know, when's the next presidential election? Because I'll be in it just like the last one. And as in the last couple of presidential elections, I am the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States because simply I know what the hell to do. Not like these clowns have been in the White House. No siree. They don't know. They don't know from a hole in the ground, if you know what I mean. They don't. None of them. They're just, like, useless, worthless, carpetbaggers, loafers, do-nothings. All of them. All of them. I don't care which president you name. What could it be maybe there was one great president, the first one, George Washington. Forget about Abraham Lincoln, man. Come on. You know, he didn't do crap, okay? Please. And none of the other ones did either, you know? And Kennedy, you know, he could have been a great president if he stayed alive, but he, you know, he didn't play his hand right. You know, he didn't understand the enemy, how bad they are. They'll do anything to keep in power, just like the jerks in power right now. Hey, the whole world is falling apart because it's the world takeover. If you don't understand that, man, where are you? Just get back from the moon or something? Really? Time everybody wakes the hell up and understands, like, you know, it's important to participate in life. You know? Governments only get away with the crap because the people are too gutless to get up and do something and stand up and confront the evil so-and-sos who are in government that are always trying to take away your power, take away your rights, always trying to waste your taxpayers' money, always, you know, just doing everything wrong. That's the government people of today. Like I said, the only decent president there really was probably George Washington because he was a real commander-in-chief. You know, he was out there doing real battle with people, not on... I'm not saying we should be doing battle with people. We shouldn't. We should be in peace all the time. We should all be getting along. But that's because you, the stupid people, keep giving away the power to politicians that have no guts, have no ethics. Just look around. Just about every governor in the United States of America sold the people out. Just about every leader in every country in the world has sold their people out. This is like what we're up against. You know? They're all in on it. They're all backstabbers. And the only thing we should be concentrating on to regular people is getting rid of these abusers of authority. They all have too much authority, and they're just abusing it. And they've made our world a mess. Sure, they might be under the mind control of some subversive mad scientists or something, but that's no excuse, really. One thing for sure, we need laws to get rid of these clowns. As soon as they start misbehaving, as soon as they make one bad decision, out the door, pal. And don't let it hit on the way out. I mean, really? Hey, this is a Colin Radio Show. If you have something important to say, well, for God's sake, you better say it now. You know? The end of reality of the what we knew as reality on Earth here is coming, and a new reality is coming, is taking over, sometimes referred to now as the fifth dimension. You know, we're in the third dimension, or the first three dimensions of reality. Dimensions, zones of reality, I call them. Zones of frequency, you know, frequency parameters. Each dimension or zone of reality has its parameters of we could call them hertz, parameter of frequencies. The higher you go up in the dimensions, the faster the frequencies go. Each dimension multiplies itself by 1,000, if not more. And when things vibrate extremely fast, like the old saying goes, the hand is quicker than the eye, well, you can't see it because it's vibrating that fast. That's why it's so difficult to try to look into the next dimension above yours, because the faster it vibrates so fast that your eyes can't pick it up because they weren't designed to pick it up. You know? Really. We're on the verge of a quantum recrystallization of all light and matter. You know, all matter is made out of light. Everything is made out of light. You know, on the internet, they try to define it as everything is frequency. Sure, everything is vibrating, and you could say everything is frequency, but everything is really light. Because light is the building block of everything, you know? We're what we call physical reality. It's really slow-moving light. It's vibrating way less fast than the original source of light. The original source of all that is God, the Heavenly Father, the Paradise Trinity. You know, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, the Infinite Spirit, the Paradise Trinity. That's right, that's where God resides, in paradise. It's a separate place from the universe. Not really attached to it, but like, you know, like Wi-Fi broadcasting, God being the broadcaster of all that is, it reaches out beyond what it doesn't touch physically or directly. And that's how it is. You know, everything is known already. Did you know that? Well, why not? Everything is known already. You know, we just rediscover it in the lower dimensions, and we discover different versions of it and different perspective points of view. You know, when we talk about God, you know, from a different perspective viewpoint, God looks different from different perspective viewpoints. That's right. Just like about everything else looks kind of different from different perspective viewpoints. You know, let's stop talking in riddles. Let's stop talking about the these make-believe terms and ideologies that have been created to control us. Let's talk the truth, you know? It's always wonderful if someone is willing to speak the real truth, because the truth is the truth, and it's mind-enlightening in itself. And the truth is that everything is known already, again. All the information is not kept here on Earth. That's right, this show is coming from planet Earth. And all the truth is not kept on Earth. It's kept in other places where it's secure. Because planet Earth is still ruled by the dark side. I hate to say it. Yes. That's right. And but better days are coming. The days are coming soon when the dark side will be defeated here on Earth. And we'll all be living happily ever after. That's right. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to show their faces at this event called The Event. It's coming. That's right. Like something out of a science fiction movie. It's going to hit us. It's on its way here right now. as I speak, billions, not millions, billions of motherships from star nations all over this galaxy are in our solar system watching and waiting for the final moment when the event happens, when the broadcast channels of planet Earth, all the broadcast empires are broken into by our galactic brothers and sisters who will say, "People of Earth, we will visit you tomorrow." It's going to happen just like that. An announcement over the airwaves, over everything that's broadcasting. The message will be broadcast on every broadcasting mechanism on planet Earth. Our galactic brothers and sisters will simply break into whatever broadcasting and override that broadcast with their own broadcast, at which they will announce themselves that they will be showing up tomorrow in physical form, and then we can get on with the truth, and everything will be disclosed. As I said before on other shows, this has to happen before July of 2025, and it's not going to wait till the last minute. So, you know, it might happen by the end of this year. It might happen just in the beginning of next year, but it's not that far off. But we can make it happen sooner. You know, I'm out there on Twitter for you that want to hear truth and hear a little wisdom and philosophical humor. Well, you should follow me on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez, you know, P-R-E-Z, Prez. That's it. My name is Tom Edison, you know, kind of like the inventor, Tom Edison. Of course, the famous inventor, his name was Thomas Alva Edison. Nope, that's not me. I am Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my handle, that's my hashtag, that's my name on Twitter, at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. And believe me, I've always got something to say. Every day of my life I have something to say. I comment on important things. And I try to clarify some of the things that other people say, because there's a lot of important things being said out there on Twitter. That's right. And I'm sure there's important things being said on other sites too, like Gab and Parler. Yeah, I had joined up Parler only to find out it had been, taken out. I tried to get on Gab, but I had a problem getting on. I'll get on it eventually, probably. But in the meantime, I'm still on Twitter. And everybody on Twitter lost people because they just got rid of everybody they didn't like, you know. That's right, the authoritative Twitter. Talk about a tyrannical group, you know. They want to play God. They want to limit what people can say, you know. Meanwhile, they're willing to allow the fake propaganda scientists to spew all the lies and misinformation they want. But regular people can't speak their truth. You know, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy revealers. That's right. Anybody that uses those words, conspiracy theorist, they've lost all credibility already, because everybody should know by now that this was a make-believe term invented by the CIA to discredit anybody that wanted to bring out the truth, especially in regards to what they were doing wrong. And of course they're doing things wrong. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. CIA has absolute power. So does the New World Order. So does all the other players in the New World Order. Absolute power, pretty much. You know, so the rulers of many countries, most of them have been taken over one way or another, you know. And there's many ways to control people, control their thinking. Oh, yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, nothing like good tasting water. Well, what have you got to say for yourself, my little sheeple? That's right. People can be turned into sheeple very easily. Who are the sheeple? The ones that will listen to whatever the lying, crooked government will tell them to do. When the government tells you to jump off a cliff, the sheep will go, yes, we will. That's right. And when they tell you to stick poison in your arm with a toxic vaccine, the sheep will go, stick me. That's right. Because they're sheeple or cowards. They're afraid to do what their heart tells them. No, they rather listen to Big Brother tell them what to do, and they think somehow that by being obedient to the fake thing called government, yeah, government is fake. You know, hey, don't believe me? Ask any Native American. I'm talking about the so-called Indians, the indigenous people of North America. That's right, you know. They're wrongly called Indians because people like Columbus and other idiots who sailed to what was then known as the New World, now North America, the Caribbean, they thought they had reached India, the fools. And so they called the local people Indians. Well, how wrong they were. Anyhow, the indigenous people of North America, yeah, they've been abused and used. You know, you talk about reparations and money owed. They're way ahead and as the line before the Afro-Americans that want to talk about their injustices. No, Native American Indians are the ones who had to endure the big injustices. And they still need to be paid back. There should be no Afro-Americans asking for any things from the government or asking me to be paid back anything, because they need to get in line behind the Native American Indians. They're the ones who really got cheated. They got the whole damn country stolen from them, pretty much. They have a small percentage left. And even that is still subject to abusive control by the U.S. federal government, you know, not honoring treaties properly, still trying to have some control over the territory they gave to them, the reservations, you know. The territory is in reserve in case the government wants to take them back. Yeah, that's why they're called reservations. Well, that's it. Unfortunately, they are the ones in America who have been abused the most, the Native American Indians. And all these Afro-Americans, they better understand they need to get in line behind the Native Americans. And instead of just looking out for themselves, they ought to be looking out for the Native Americans too, you know, really. How do they think they can cut in line and make themselves more important? Well, I just had to say that. Anyhow, you ask any Native Americans what's the best form of government, and they'll tell you, no government. That's right, we don't need government. It's obsolete at this point in time. You know, we've got obsolete government. It's not needed. These people are not qualified to make decisions. The republic form of government no longer works because the people all the republics around the world, there are no democracies, you know. Everybody's being lied to. How long has this lie been going on? Hundreds of years. There are no democracies in the world. There are dictatorships and there's republics. That's it, pretty much. Socialism, that's another form of a dictatorship, really. It's not a democracy. In a real democracy, you'd have to have a public referendum on everything. And there would be no people, and such as governors of states with authority. Yeah, sure, we can have somebody in charge to lead, but as far as an authority for making decisions, ruining people's lives, that what they can decree something that we all have to follow, it doesn't work out because these people can't be trusted. Not too many people can be trusted, especially once they get power, because they quickly find out with absolute power, they can absolutely get away with just about everything. And they've been doing it for years and years and years, and they're still trying to do it, and they still are doing it. And the only way to stop that, there has to be a revolution, a rebellion. It doesn't have to be violent, but the people have to take command of the situation. If you want a democracy, well, then there has to be a consensus among the majority of people of how we're going to move forward with things. Who's going to be able to make an important decision? And most things need to be put up to a public referendum. You know, we have the technology to do this type of voting, and any kind of system can be safeguarded, really. The only reason the voting systems are not safeguarded is because the people running the show, running the scam, don't want the voting system to be fair. They want it to be able, they want the system to be able to be hacked and cheated. So they, both sides, usually like in America, there's Democrats and Republicans, both sides don't want good voting procedures. They want a system that they can hack and cheat. And that's that's where the game plan is to win the election nowadays. It's hack and cheat and deceive your opponent and win at any cost. Any kind of trickery, any kind of deception, any kind of cheating. And that's the government systems we have today. But it could be made safe. Yep. These systems could be. All it takes is a little ingenuity. It's not that difficult. And that's why people like me run for president. I did it as a write-in candidate in the last election, and I'll be doing it again when the next election comes up. And we're not kind of sure when that's going to be right now, because there's still the possibility of a Trump coup or a Trump retaking of the government that he never really lost, you know. In case you haven't heard, the U.S. became a corporation back in 1873, and supposedly President Trump nullified that corporation during his recent term. It ended on the 20th of January, but it didn't really end because the Biden and his crooked bunch got elected to the corporation that was nullified during the Trump administration. So Trump is still really the president. It's just a question of whether the military serving the real president, President Trump, is going to reestablish control and arrest the traitors, namely Biden and his group. Traitors, that's what they are. Mm-hmm. They, let me just say that they are crooks. That's right, they cheated, and the evidence wasn't being allowed to be presented, but that doesn't mean they're going to get away with this. Payday is coming, that's right. And it's the military that's going to save the day, because they're still holding out and getting their forces all aligned, and they're going to retake the government back for President Trump. That's right. That's what I hear is going on, but we have to sit back and let it play itself out. But I hear that this is the month it's going to happen, March. It's going to be a march to victory, and we're going to sort of sort this whole mess out. But the most important thing, regardless of whether that bit gets sorted out, is that we, humanity, start to unite and show our brotherly love for each other. Let's stop the bickering over nothing. You know, good things are coming our way, and that's what we need to be focusing on. We also need to be participating in the mass meditations, the global mass meditations. Now, we don't have to sit in a lotus position with our legs folded to participate in these meditations. We need to learn to visualize light coming from the center of the universe, coming into our solar system in a whoosh of a column of white, bright light coming in through the top of our foreheads, going down through our chakras and hitting the center of Mother Earth, and then bouncing back out and expelling all the bad, dark vibrations. The light will shine on the darkness and dissipate it. And that is the game plan, to finally get rid of all the bad vibrations. That's right. There are going to be good vibrations eliminating the bad vibrations. The powerful light coming from the center of the universe. And let me remind everybody, our universe is only one of infinite universes. That's right. And all we really need to be concerned about is our universe, the one we're in right now. And where we, who are humans on planet Earth, we came here for this moment. There's all kinds of information floating around out there now. Forget about it. You're not going to hear it through the TV screen right now. The only time you're going to hear truth through the TV screen is when the our galactic brothers and sisters united together as the Galactic Federation of Light break into all the systems and declare whom they are. And let us, the people of Earth, know that they will be showing their faces the next day. They will be landing their motherships and other smaller craft on our world. And they will be personally meeting with us. And they will disclose everything that has been kept from us. That's right. Forget about waiting for the U.S. government to disclose things or any other government to disclose the truth of what's been going on. And the people out there on Twitter are doing a good job, and other social networks, they're doing a good job of disclosing the truth, what should be listened to. And but there's so much more that needs to be revealed. And it's only going to happen when the event happens. And we, the human beings, can help this event happen sooner. That's right. We can help it happen sooner by helping, using our bodies to funnel in the light coming from the center of our universe. A pillar of white light shining through all the galaxies, through our solar system, and shining on the surface of planet Earth as it spins. And what really needs to draw the light into our Mother Earth, yes, Mother Earth is a living entity just like us, is to use our bodies to call in the light through the top of our heads, to funnel it down through our chakras, down out through our root chakra, out through the bottom of our feet, into the center of the earth, where it's locked in place. And the more light that gets locked into place, keeps that doorway of light, intense white light, funneling into planet Earth. Well, the more of it that comes here, the more we will have the truth being brought out. The frequency of the Earth will increase. Let me tell you, if you want to free yourself, if you want to be free for real, what's really important is that you listen and learn what you need to do, because there is so much that we could be doing for ourselves, but unfortunately, most of us are doing nothing. We're sitting back and loping around and waiting for other people to do things. You know, participation in life is important. And unfortunately, there is not enough participation. I bring forth and make note of that every week. I do that. And every day on Twitter, you know, I'm out there talking to people. Participate. It's important to participate. You know, your participation is important, because when we participate as a living body, you know, we participate as human beings, our collective consciousness, our collective forces become more powerful. That's right. We connect in many ways. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm drinking water. It's important for everybody to drink more water right now. Our bodies are dependent on water. Water is the most important thing you can put into your body. And you certainly don't want to be putting tap water that's contaminated with fluoride and chlorine. Most people don't realize, but this information was known like, 50 years ago, 75 years ago, 100 years ago, that chlorine creates 300 to 400 toxic compounds when it's been laying in the tap water. Yeah, sure, they throw it in the tap water to kill dangerous bacteria, but they create other toxic cancer-forming compounds. That's right. That's your Greek government working for you, yeah. And then they've, of course, they've intentionally put the fluoride in. The evil mad scientists and the New World Order people, they've seen to it that water gets contaminated with fluoride, because fluoride in water turns your pineal gland, an important organ inside your brain, it calcifies it, turns it into stone. You heard the expression, turned to stone? Well, that's what you're drinking, fluoridated water. Fluoride is a poison, really. So I think it's one of the ingredients in rat poison, even. But they put that in your... they told you, they lied to you and said it prevents cavities. Who even cares about that if it's killing you and giving you cancer, you know? Cavities can be prevented in other ways. In fact, there's all kinds of ways to prevent cavities. And fluoride is not the way to do it. If you're using fluoride toothpaste, you better stop it, because you're poisoning yourself. If you drink, your water system has fluoride in it, don't you dare use that water, because you're calcifying your pineal gland, which is a spiritual connection to the big universe. That's right. Remember, the physical reality that we've been subjected to most of our life, and a lot of us had a good time in this physical reality, and we still have a good time in it, is an illusion, in a sense, because it's not total reality. It's isolated reality. That's right. And isolation is one of the controllers use. governments, right? And they're still isolating us. Look at the lockdowns. Boy, they just keep coming up more ways to isolate people. And then put on the mask, that isolates you too. When people can't see each other smiling, it works against good social behavior. And these people are worried about germs they can't see. I mean, really, you can't worry about things like that, you know? This COVID nonsense, it's no worse than a cold, really. Don't tell me about, you know, people that died. People die. As I'm speaking, people are dropping dead like flies and for all kinds of reasons. And none of them have to do with, really, this make-believe COVID germ. You know, people ruin their, from birth, people ruin their immune systems. Of course, the government is helping them. You know, I feel sorry for your young mothers. The doctors talk you into getting your babies vaccinated, getting your babies poisoned. Vaccines are poison. And to perpetrate that on the human race and tell you that's to help you is a friggin' lie. And nobody can prove it. Otherwise, there is no good use for vaccines, none whatsoever. It's all been a friggin' lie from the beginning, a scam. Vaccines put poisons into people's system, and they weaken people's immune systems. And sure, yeah, if you want to create a herd immunity, as the saying goes, like you want to get rid of all the weak and sick people, yeah, well, give them vaccines then, because only the strong will survive the vaccines. And that way we can filter out the weak individuals. The weak individuals will die or get severely sick or be long-term sickened by the vaccines. Well, I'm on free radio here, pal, so I can say what I want. I don't have to worry about stinking Twitter or Facebook or any one of those other damn places that won't let me speak the truth. I can speak the truth here. Hey, if you want to speak the truth, this is a call-in radio show. You can call in right now and speak your truth, but the truth needs to be spoken, and I'm out here talking it every week. Vaccines are NFG. If you don't know what NFG stands for, we'll go find out, all right? Just simply no good, you know? Vaccines are loaded with poisons, and now they're putting in things that can change your DNA because they want to alter who you are. They want to turn you into some obedient, brain-dead sheeple. Most of you are halfway there already. You don't realize it. Wake the hell up. This is your life. Aren't you willing to stand up and fight for your life? Apparently, a lot of you are not. But you need to, and you need to participate in life. You know, like right now, if you got a phone, hey, pick it up, call into this radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008, and say something. You know, everybody has something to say because, and this is where to do it, on internet radio where there are no regulations. Nobody telling me what I can or can't say. And I talk about conspiracies here because there's plenty of conspiracies going on. I'm not a theorist. I'm a conspiracy revealer, like many people are. It's not hard to figure out what the conspiracies are. The basic conspiracy is government and authority abusing their powers. Yeah, and there's 1,000 versions of it. So chances are, if anybody suspects, even suspects a conspiracy, they're not a theorist, they're a revealer. We have a right to suspect or connect the dots and see something's not going right. Yep, we sure do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, water. I practice what I preach, let me tell you. And I've always been a big drinker of water. Hey, you made 70% water, you made it. So they say your brain, I think, is 90% water. And every cell in your body needs water. universal solvent to take nutrients in and take waste products out. That's why it's important to drink a lot of water, because it'll help your body function better. But you should be drinking spring water or drinking energized water. You know, you can buy Catalyst to add to your water, distilled water. And if we're talking about distilled water, you need to get your own little portable distiller and distill your own water. That's the only way you know if it's really distilled or not. Come on. We can't trust people. I mean, they've got dumb products out there, like people from the last century, their doctors were telling them to drink distilled water, but they weren't drinking distilled water intelligently. Yeah, if you distill it yourself and you keep it in glass, it can be beneficial for taking things out, but it takes the good out as well as the bad. So distilled water by itself is not that great. What you can do with distilled water is you add a catalyst to it and you make change the shape of it. So it's wetter water. You lower the surface tension. That's right, the surface tension. All water is not the same. The lower the surface tension, the more it wets things, the more it absorbs, and the more it can go in and out of your cells and do what it's supposed to do. So, but if you don't have the time to get involved or want to get involved in taking distilled water and adding a catalyst to it, well, buy a good spring water. Do your own investigation on that. And even that you have to investigate, but definitely don't drink tap water. And water is the most important thing you can take care of in your body. Probably the next most important thing is breath air, oxygen. That's right. We need it. Oxygen is important, to have a good supply of oxygen running through your bloodstream. And here's where we go. You got to learn to listen to people who have intelligence. I claim to be one of them. And when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. I didn't come up with the phrase, but it's been said that breath is half your life force. Because when you breathe in, you're not only taking oxygen in, you're taking energy in. Your body can transform the air into energy. There are people that have perfected this system where they can pretty well live on breath. But you need to be taking good breath, and you need to be breathing in fresh air. That's right. You can't do that with a mask on. Masks are unhealthy. Listen to what I'm saying. You must have friends out there if you're listening to my voice. Be sure and tell your friends masks are unhealthy. The real scientist investigated this once everybody was being forced to wear masks, and they found out that masks are very unhealthy, especially when you wear them for a long period of time. I think we can all safely get by. Like out here on the East Coast, you want to go in a diner. Again, the governors took away our freedoms in the New York metropolitan area. You know, governor of New York, governor of New Jersey, governor of Connecticut, the tri-state area, as it's called, New York metro area. And they've taken away our rights to breathe free air. You know, they passed these stupid mask laws. And but basically, they've gave us a little inkling of fresh air, in the sense that if you walk, you have to put the mask on to walk into a restaurant. But once you sit down at the table, you can take the mask off. So for, you know, 10, 15, 20 seconds, whatever that time it takes, yeah, we can all wear a mask for 10, 15, 20 seconds. We shouldn't have to do that, but we can play with it along with it for that long, okay? I feel sorry for these people that have to wear a mask on their job, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever. They're the ones who are really ruining their health by wearing the mask, because the bacteria is building up inside the mask. And the next thing you know, there's all kinds of dangerous bacteria there that will can create a viral pneumonia situation. And the weak people will succumb to this. The people that don't have good immune system, and that is a lot of people. You know why you don't have a good immune system? Because they poison the water, they poison the food, they poison the air, and they poison your mind. And you've stupidly gone through life not paying attention that it's your responsibility to keep your health up, to keep your immune system up. A healthy immune system needs the proper ingredients. You need some fresh air, you need some good water, and you need food that has nutrition in it. That's right. Most of the food in the grocery store is worthless crap. Tastes good. You can fill your belly. Make you feel happy, but you're starving. People are walking around starving. They got full stomachs, but they're starving because the stuff they consume and put into their bodies is close to useless. It's denaturized food. You know, people really get to hear the real conversation about that. But when it comes to food, there's such a thing as living food and dead food. And most of the food in the supermarket is dead. You know, some of the organic stuff still has life force in it. And some of the concocted products even still have some life force in it. But most of it is dead. You know, your cheese doodles and crackers and cereals. NFG, no effing good. You know, taste treats, yeah. Yeah. Hey, we all indulge in taste treats, but you can't live on taste treats alone. You're depriving your body, you're weakening your body. It starts to coagulate, you know. Your blood gets filled with all kinds of junk, and our bloods are filled with all kinds of crap because of big government. You know, they've sabotaged us. You know, just about every human being has little plastic nodules floating through their bloodstream, which clogs it up. We need to clean out our systems. You know, water is the best thing to do that with. And if you can get catalyzed water with a negative ion charge on it, that's the best. All the bad ingredients are positively charged, heavy metals and stuff like that. So you want a water with a negative charge. I hear Volvo from France is the only spring water that has a negative charge to it naturally. So unless you're drinking Volvo spring water, you're better off distilling that spring water and putting a catalyst to it. Crystal energy concentrate is a good catalyst. There's also a machine that John Ellis sells, you know? A very nice gentleman. I've talked to him many times on the phone. He's in New York State. He used to sell the bottle water and glass to people, but now they only sell you the machine and you have to distill it yourself. But it's a catalyst, you know? Can even purify wells. Yeah. Hey, knowledge is important in life. And this show is an educational show. That's right. It is educational. When I speak, I'm being a teacher. I'm educating you. Because that's what's important to do. You learn knowledge. You want to share it with other people. Well, you should at least. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you that, hey, it's known that if you can get something, a device to broadcast at 111 hertz, that's 111 cycles per second, you'll be killing cancer cells in your body. You know, everybody has cancer cells. That's why we have immune systems. Our immune systems seek out the cancer cells and eliminate them. And our bodies can handle that, no problem at all. Once we're providing our bodies with enough oxygen, enough good water, and food with nutrition. That's right. You know, your body can only make use of food nutritionally if it recognizes the vibrational signature. Yeah. Our bodies are the most sophisticated computers on this face of this earth. Much more sophisticated than anything science, earth science at this point can bring forth for you. No, the science is known, you know, the COVID problem. Again, the solution to every problem is vibrational. It's simply hitting the correct note. You could eliminate any of these viruses or varying strains of them. That's right. This was proven about 100 years ago. This was proven it could be done. And, of course, such such inventions and such people were blackballed by the pharmaceutical industry, because the pharmaceutical industry has basically one agenda: to make money. And of course, it's being wrongfully used by the New World Order that wants to use the pharmaceutical industry to control mankind. And they are doing a good job of it. They convince you that God is operating out of a hospital. That's right. And believe me, how many people, and they have something wrong with them, what's the first thing they want to do? Run to the emergency ward of a hospital, as if God's there waiting to take care of them. Well, that's the joke. Yeah, God is operating. The joke is God is operating out of a hospital. Ha, ha, ha. But if people make an effort to take care of their bodies, they can. And you just have to keep reinforcing the important points. You want good air. You need to be, rip off that mask. You need to be out there in nature, breathing in fresh air. And you need to protect yourself from the dangerous vibrations, because that the 5G is affecting your bloodstream. You don't realize it. It's been figured out already, just like the 1990s. That's right. Think back. The 1990s, the Greek government figured out that cell phones were dangerous to your health. Was anybody notified? No. That information was swept under the carpet and kept there. And so they could sell you cell phones, you know, and get you to further weaken your immune system. And ignorance is like being used, your ignorance is being used against you, you know. I try to avoid public transportation nowadays because I don't like wearing masks. On the East Coast, you have to wear a mask on public transportation. Other places around the world, you have to do it too, so forget it. I'll pay the extra money and drive around, you know, whatever the cost. So I don't have to wear a damn mask because I know it's not good for my health. I'm not worried about catching anything because I keep my body healthy. You know, I do my best to avoid things. I have an RF meter to tell me where the real super dangerous vibrations are coming from. Of course, they're coming from all of the antennas. You know, when I go on the Internet, no, I don't go through a router. I use an Ethernet cable. Hooked into an antenna on the roof way far away, you know, because I don't want to overly expose myself. I'm exposed enough just walking around in civilization. There's so much 5G and 4G being broadcast. You get yourself an RF meter. I call it a microwave meter. It'll tell you how much bad frequencies you're being exposed to. And believe me, once you get this meter, you'll be horrified. You're walking in a sea of bad vibrations until you get far enough away from where the antennas are. And what people don't realize, everyone else walking around you is pulling in Wi-Fi through their cell phones or routers and stuff like that. if you're in the path of between the cell phone tower and the individual pulling in the stuff, it's coming right through your body and affecting you, even if no, you're not the one pulling in the frequency. And then it's just, if you're close enough to the antenna, it's just blanketing the whole area with an ocean of toxic vibrations that destroy the ability of your blood to carry oxygen, you know? That's part of the reason everybody's getting sick and people are mislabeling it as COVID. It's part of a direct effect from 5G. Again, you know, another system that wasn't tested, just like the vaccines are poisoning you with, more systems that haven't been tested. Come on, these companies lie like anything to make a buck, and boy, the greed has set in. They see the opportunity. Governments are ordering vaccines galore, you know? Whether the people take them or not, they're ordering them, and big pharma is making money hand over fist, and you're paying for it, you dumb taxpayers. You're paying for this. You're not getting freebies, you know? Your own immune system will cure anything, you know? And government isn't helping you. They're not telling you to eat healthy. They're not passing laws to prevent GMO foods, which are no good for you, from being on the supermarket. No, they're letting you do all the things that can destroy your health. And they're trying to blame it on this COVID thing, you know? And whatever, any virus or something like that, when you've weakened your immune system, and 5G weakens your immune system, your cell phone weakens your immune system, listening to Wi-Fi, it's weakening your immune system. Your neighbors are weakening your immune system when they've got all the walking around with their cell phones on, picking up Wi-Fi, and you're walking through a crowd of people. Those vibrations between the antenna and their cell phone are going through your body and weakening you. This is the nightmare that's going on. For God's sake, do something to save yourself. Get on the internet and participate in the mass meditations to bring more light. The more light that comes into our world, the less darkness there will be. And that is the goal. We have to get rid of the darkness and the dark creatures, the cabal. Meanwhile, I just want everybody to know, I've got 24 videos out there, music videos on YouTube, and some of them are inspirational to focus your mind in a good direction. Sure, I've got social commentaries out there now. The one called There Ain't No Justice. It makes some points about a lot of the bad things going on in the United Kingdom. I feel sorry for those people there, you know. They have it really bad compared to how we have it here in the U.S. Right? Who would have thought the United Kingdom, Great Britain, would turn out to be a totalitarian empire? Well, that's what they are now. They're just one step short of a complete dictatorship. But so much for that. Anyhow, like, you know, I've got songs like The Earth, She Loves You. The Earth, She Loves You. You know, the Earth is alive. Listen to it. Watch the video. It'll inspire you to have love for Mother Earth. I've got a song to inspire everybody. This is your sunny day. This is my sunny day. This is our sunny day. It's out there on a music video. Something to inspire you to look forward to the brightness and goodness that can be life on Earth. And I've got videos out there reminding you what it is to have fun in life. In fact, you don't even have to go to YouTube. One of my favorites, Are You the Partying Kind? Which you're going to hear the lead guitar solo to when we close the show in a couple of minutes. But you can just Google that on the Google bar, you know? You don't have to even go to YouTube. Just Google, Are You the Partying Kind? You know, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are you the partying kind? Just key in those words, and the video will pop up at the hour. Hit it, and then you'll see what it is to be the partying kind and understand what we're missing out on now in life because of government. And do that to inspire yourself. And watch my Subway Fantasy too. That's another easy one to find. It's got to spell it right. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and then the numeral 2, the Roman numeral 2. The regular 2. The one we learn when we go to school, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that 2. Subway Fantasy 2, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y 2. It's a good time video. And then or watch the rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy itself, 29 minutes. I claim to be the most entertaining documentary ever made about rock and roll, because it's not just watching bands. There's a little bit of fun to it. Even a little bit of science fiction thrown in there. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope I've enlightened the listeners to some point. Become aware. Start participating in life. And help us bring the event sooner to Earth when our galactic brothers and sisters come here and give us the free med beds, the free replicators, the free knowledge. The cures for everything. We want this, and they have the power to round up all the bad guys wherever they might be hiding and remove them from our world. And the new reality is coming. Recrystallization of all matter, of all life on Earth. And we're going to all vibrate faster, and we're all going to be living in peace and harmony. No more hate, no more jealousy, no more anything negative. It's all going to be positive. And I'm going to positively end this show by doing the countdown, and then you'll hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? After the show, look it up on the internet, Google it, and the video will come up. And it'll inspire you to live your life and be happy. And following that lead guitar solo is my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. I also have that video out there on YouTube, too. And if you listen to it at the end of the show, you can visualize the horse galloping away. However it goes, whatever it sounds like, a horse galloping away. And if you watch the video on YouTube, the music video, you'll see the horses galloping away. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. Here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. theme, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.